your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate faith into all the areas of our lives. And we like to start the program with a scripture reading, and today's scripture reading comes out of the Gospel of John, and we're also going to share one from the book of 1 John. So first we will go with John 13, 33 to 35. It goes like this. These are words of Jesus. Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. I can't think of a more appropriate verse to be talking about today on the program, but we're going to jump down to the book of 1 John, and this is chapter 2, verses 8 to 11. It goes like this. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumble in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded him. Thanks again for joining us today on Everyday Faith Radio. On this program, we share faith testimonies and faith journeys, and it's intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith. We have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, so you can just go to iTunes and search Everyday Faith, and you can listen to the previous programs. If you missed last week's program with John Quisenberry from the Charlottesville House of Prayer, please go back and listen to that program. It was a great show. But you can also go to mark5ministries.com. That's our website. And please let us know if you have any prayer requests. We'd love to pray for you no matter what you're going through. And we continue to lift up several of our friends who are battling against cancer. Again, thanks for joining us on Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with today's special guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The second annual Barbecue on the Bend competition will be on September 23rd at the Reeling and Rafting Campground next to the Scottsville Public Boat Landing. Gates open at 11 a.m. Tickets are $12 at the gate. Title Max Title Loans is collecting school supplies for all grades at Meriwether Lewis School through August 31st. Drop off your donations Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Title Max on Route 29. The Fluvanna County SPCA's Fall in Love Adoption Special will be for the entire month of September. You can adopt any cat or kitten for just $50. All pets are spayed and neutered, microchipped, and vaccinated before adoption. Details at fspca.org. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thanks so much for tuning in today. It's a great day when we have Gabe Turner on the program. Gabe is the lead pastor at the Point Church in Charlottesville and has recently delivered just a really strong, heartfelt message about the protest weekend in Charlottesville. Gabe, thanks for your friendship. Thanks for all you do for Charlottesville, And thanks for being on the show.
Jeff, it's an honor and very grateful for your friendship as well and for this show. It's incredible what you're doing here. So I'm very grateful for you serving the community like you do.
Well, thank you, my friend. Let's talk about that ugly protest weekend. You delivered a very inspirational message, I think very informative message. But one of the takes that I take from this, Gabe, is I just, in my Bible reading here recently, I was cycling through the book of Jeremiah in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that pops out at you in chapter 17, the prophet Jeremiah says that the human heart is evil and desperately wicked. And what we saw on display 2 weeks ago at the protest in Charlottesville, I think, can attest to that. And that's what I kind of want to get your take on. What happens when you don't have Jesus in your life? You can see how things spiral out of control.
It's so true. And that next Sunday morning, the very next day after the protest, I stood and shared with our congregation. I taught from Ephesians chapter 2. And the God really put on my heart to call an audible that weekend. I had my message all prepped and ready. Mm. And as the events unfolded Saturday and then throughout the afternoon and the evening, just following everything on social media, we were actually out of town, spending a little time with the girls out of town. And it just became increasingly clear, just felt the Holy Spirit saying, you got to speak to this and speak to the why behind what we've just seen happen. Mm-hmm. And the Lord that night, I sat down at my desk at home and just began to rewrite and look to the Word, look to truth. You know, it's amazing how truth will cut through all the emotion of something like that. Not that it removes it, but it just allows you to have clarity in the midst of all the emotion. Mm. And the Lord just led me to Ephesians chapter 2. And to echo what you just said from Jeremiah, Paul wrote about this group, this tension rather between, you know, Jews and Gentiles. And he was saying in verse number 12 of Ephesians 2, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ. And, you know, who knows where we would all be were we apart from Christ. Mm. That wickedness would just rule in our hearts.
Yes.
If we were apart from him. He said that at that time, though, you were separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenant, a promise. And God really just brought these words off of the page and into the forefront of my mind. He says, having no hope and without God in the world. Mm. And the wickedness, the evil that we saw unfold in our city, they are a direct result of that, of people, a group of people who have no hope and are without God in the world. Mm. And when you remove God from any equation, what you get is you get what we saw happen in our city.
Mm. Do you think some of this comes back to what St. Augustine writes about is disordered love? In other words, really at the root of this is the fact that they are far from God. If you are a practicer or believer in white supremacy or white nationalism, or neo-Nazi, it's so, as you said so eloquently, that's just against everything that Jesus stood for.
Yeah, truthfully, I mean, you even go back to the first chapter in all of the Word of God, and it's one of the foundational truths of our faith is that we are all image bearers. We're made in the image of God. Genesis 1:26, God said, let us, Holy Spirit, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, let us make man in our image. And you're in the image of God. I'm made in the image of God. Like, there's not a human being that's ever been made, created, that hasn't been made in his image. And that's why when you think about the idea and this ideology and really this evil that any race is supreme over another race, it just removes God from the equation of creation.
Yes.
And when you remove him, again, you remove him from the equation, it describes what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, you know, having no hope and without God in the world. You know, it's really just this foundational truth and a threat to the foundational truth of our beliefs.
So I just sort of wonder those that that buy into that evil ideology, it's like they're looking for something that is not the answer. And it seems like at this point in time where we are in this town of Charlottesville, it's a great opportunity for a presentation of the gospel.
Amen.
And a great opportunity for really for people to understand that when it comes to a situation where there's so much hate, that Jesus is the answer.
Amen. And I shared this quote from Martin Luther King Jr. that Sunday morning, but he said, "I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word." And that's what he was saying, is the gospel is going to have the final word. At the end of the day, as dark as these events are, they are not beyond the power of God, and they are not beyond his ability to reach into this situation and redeem it. And the only way that's going to happen is by each one of us individually making a conscious decision that we're going to look away from ourselves, look away from anything that's hindering us, holding us back, and look to Christ, look to Jesus.
Amen.
And when you look to Jesus, it's the preeminence of Christ. When Jesus is first, everything else falls into its proper place, into its proper order. And so to answer your question, yes, Jesus, the gospel, is the only hope that we have in the middle of a dark situation like this, and in our lives as well.
So again, St. Augustine was talking about how it's a case of disordered love is the way that St. Augustine put it. When somebody puts the love of self or love of race or love of ideology ahead of the love of God, things start to spiral out of control. You get a train wreck.
You do. Paul said in Colossians 1 that he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And when Jesus is first, everything else falls into its proper place. When he's not, there's the disorder and the chaos. And that happens first in an individual's heart. And then as it continues, it manifests itself in a full-blown situation like we saw on that Saturday.
Let's talk about the Gospel of John that we led the program with. He says, Jesus is saying, "It's a new command I give to you to love one another as I have loved you. In this way, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." How does that fit into this narrative?
Yeah. I mean, really, it's at the heart of it. And here's what's amazing is that it even is the heart of the Word of God. It's the heart of all of the Word. In Matthew 22, when Jesus was asked by the religious leader, you know, what's the great commandment out of the 613 in the law? What's the greatest of all of them? And Jesus said, "You love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength." And he didn't stop there. He said, and the second is just like it, is like it. And like is not a, in the Greek, it's not a similar to, it's like as in the same as. So it's on the same level that you love your neighbor as yourself. And the reality is that there will be no way I could have peace horizontally with man unless I have experienced that peace and that reconciliation with God. And that's why this entire discussion on racial reconciliation, the gospel is at the center of it. Unless I'm reconciled to God, I'll never experience reconciliation horizontally. So it's a vertical reconciliation, and then that plays itself out horizontally with mankind. But, you know, when people have no peace with God, when they live as if there is no hope and no God in the world, again, it's impossible to live in peace with others or to love others.
Agreed.
And, you know, that command that you love one another, we can't do that in our own strength. You know, the only way we can do it is by the power of God.
Oh, well, let me jump on that, because I think one of the things that I've heard some people say in the wake of the Charlottesville protest, and this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with Pastor Gabe Turner from the Point Church in Charlottesville. And one of the messages that has come out that I've heard people say is that we need to do more. We need to try harder. And I agree with that on the one hand, but really on the other hand, Gabe, what I really think we need to is turn and run to Jesus as fast as we can. I think that the passionate love of Jesus overflows and then gives us the ability to do what needs to be done in that situation.
Amen. It's so true. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, you know, the love of Christ controls us, because we judge that if one died for all, we were all dead. And he died for all, that they who live no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. And I share that because what you just said is so true. You get closer to Jesus, you grow in intimacy with Jesus, and the gospel transforms the heart. Mm. I shared this with our people. I don't remember the church father that said this, but one said this, that I can't even make myself like I want to be. Like, what makes me think I could change another human being? Mm. So I think that this discussion, it begins with the gospel, and it has to start with prayer as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've heard a very similar kind of argument that we can't just put a prayer Band-Aid on this. And here's what I would say to that, is that prayer is not the only thing we do, but it better be the first thing we do.
Mm, amen. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Everyday Faith today with our special guest, Gabe Turner.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Shenandoah Valley British Car Club is hosting its 36th annual British Car Festival at Ridgeview Park in Waynesboro on October 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Info on showing your car or on attending, go to svbcc.net. There will be a charity dog wash at Old Dominion Animal Hospital on the corner of Preston Avenue and Rose Hill Drive on September 9th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All proceeds go to the Companion Animal Fund. Bingo to benefit Vail, Valley Associates for Independent Living, will be on September 30th at the Weir's Cave Community Center. Doors open at 5:30. Games start at 6:30. You can win designer handbags from Coach, Kate Spade, Vera Bradley, and more. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today is just an anointed man here in Charlottesville, Pastor Gabe Turner of the Point Church in Charlottesville. And Gabe, I'm just thinking, Book of Esther talks about such a time as this, and I just really feel like this is a critical time for our town of Charlottesville. And I know we have a lot of prayer warriors who are praying for our town, praying that we can usher in the kingdom and the presence of God. But here's my question for you that is a struggle. So Jesus calls us to this new commandment that we are to love one another as I have loved you. In this way, all men will know that you're my disciples if you love one another. But so here's the dilemma. It's real easy for me to love Gabe Turner because we line up, our core values are the same, we believe the same things, and so it's easy for me to put my arm around you and say, God, I love that guy. How are we able to love those who have such different views, and in the case of the Charlottesville protest, such hateful, evil, and as you described, anti-Christ and anti-gospel beliefs? How are we able to love them?
I think it goes back to what we had just discussed, as far as they too are made in the image of God. Mm-hmm. Now, there are a lot of people, and I've heard connections of those who would say, well, they're like an extension of Christianity. No, like those beliefs, white supremacism, you know, all that we've discussed is anti-Christ, anti-gospel. A lot of people are following an idea of God and not God himself. Mm. In fact, Oswald Chambers speaks of that. He'll say that a lot of us, we're following an idea of who God is, our idea of who he is, what makes sense in the mind, etc., and not him for who he is. And that's why the truth of the word, it has to be front and center in this discussion. Mm-hmm. It's our only anchor. It's our only thing that we can really orient ourselves around. And when that is first and foremost in any discussion and in our hearts, what that does is that means that power, that the love of Christ, that power that his love gives us, it transcends those that are different from us, those that are ruled or governed by hate. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, God would never call us to do something that he would not also empower us to do it. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to loving those who maybe seem unlovable or so different or not easy to love, you know, we cannot forget the role of the Holy Spirit that God calls us, and then he also empowers us through the Holy Spirit.
I had read an article right after the Charlottesville protest. I thought this was an interesting perspective, Gabe, and I'm wondering your take on this, but I think the author of this article was intimating that if ever there was somebody in biblical history who had an elevated sense of his self-worth, maybe even a touch of supremacy in terms of his self-worth, that would have been Paul before he was converted, that Saul had an extremely elevated sense of his self-worth. When you go back and read everything he says about, you know, brought up, basically in the, you know, the highest level of Jewish culture and a member of the Sanhedrin. And he just goes on, he lists his credentials in one of his books and basically says, but what the author of this article was intimating was that yet when he comes face to face with Jesus, an amazing thing happens. And so the reason why I'm pulling that into today is that shows there's opportunity for those who were protesting, or you know, some of the the evil protest.
Yeah, Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 3, 7 and 8, but whatever things were gained to me, those things I've counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Mm-hmm. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ. Mm-hmm. And such a great connection there. Mm-hmm. And even I'm teaching through Galatians right now, but even in Galatians chapter 1, I mean, he spoke about his issue with, you know, looking to climb that ladder of success, finding the value and, you know, taking the platform that he had and how do I leverage this for my own personal gain and so on. And then he has this encounter with Jesus, and Jesus just completely transforms his heart. And he says, all of that, all of what I was once pursuing is now it's rubbish compared to knowing Jesus Christ. And that's our prayer. You know, last Sunday, the Sunday after these events happened, you know, we took a significant part of our service and I led our people in a time of corporate prayer. And that's one of my prayers, is that because God is a redemptive God and he's so capable of reaching into something that's just seems so awful and just taking it and turning it around. I say that we prayed corporately for our city, and I'm praying for every individual that you know, through this has been hurt, that God would bring healing. For those that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that God would take this and he would somehow take it, turn it around, redeem it, use it to bring many, many people to come to Jesus Christ.
Amen. Gabe, I want to ask you about how the church is doing. I know some great things are happening, so I'm kind of switching gears now. But before I do that, for any of our listeners who maybe they've been checking out faith and they have never really become a follower of Jesus. Can you walk us through what one needs to do to become a follower of Jesus?
Absolutely. You know, where this discussion ultimately begins is by seeing our need and by this understanding that, you know, Romans 3:23, we've all sinned and we've fallen short of the glory of God, recognizing that. You know, most of us know that. Most of us know our imperfections and our issues and our, you know, shortcomings and our sin. It is what it is. We also need to understand that there's a penalty for that. Paul said in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. That what our sin deserves is spiritual death, eternal death. The good news is that Jesus Christ paid the price for that sin. Mm. He took on that death. In Romans 5:8, Paul said that God demonstrated his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Mm. So even when we were enemies of God, Jesus laid down his life for us, which is so relevant to our discussion even today. But he paid that price. And when we turn to him, we receive him as Lord and Savior. We take on his righteousness. Mm-hmm. We take on the price. That's the gospel, the price he paid for our sin. And we now live guilt-free. Mm-hmm. We live free of condemnation. Paul said there's now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Jesus Christ. So Paul goes on to say in Romans chapter 10 that that we're to confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart. God has raised him from the dead, and you'll be saved. Mm-hmm. That it is a personal relationship that God desires with us. Mm-hmm. And you can pray that prayer today to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Cleanse me of my sin. I want to live this life for you from this day forward. Mm-hmm. And it's that simple.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be the greatest day of your life.
Amen.
Gabe Turner, it's so great to have you on this program. I'm honored to have you as a friend, and thank you to speaking to this this issue in Charlottesville. Thank you so much. We're winding down the show, but I did want to just ask, because I know that your church is growing. You have great things happening. Can you give us just a real quick kind of update of what's going on with the Point Church in Charlottesville?
Yeah, we're just in an incredible season, exciting season of spiritual growth in the lives of our people. We're seeing many people come to know Christ as Lord and Savior, growth in other ways as well. I mean, it's been in a phenomenal, phenomenal season. Piece of land under contract right now, so we're very excited about that and continuing to move that ball forward. But we're just living in exciting days. And even with the darkness that we've seen in our city recently, you know, we as believers and as the church should never cower in fear to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, what an opportunity we have to see that. But what an opportunity to see that and to say, you know what, it's never been a better opportunity for the church to rise up and be the church.
That's right.
And so excited to see what God has in store, not just for our church, but for the church of our city, the body of Christ.
Well, Gabe Turner, again, it's great having you on the program. I know you've got a wonderful family, so I want to say to you and to your family and to all of our listeners, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. Gabe, it's just an honor to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeff. I love and appreciate you and your family as well. Very grateful.
Thanks again to all of our listeners for tuning in today. Again, if you didn't have an opportunity to listen to last week's interview with John Quisenberry, please check out Everyday Faith on iTunes or else go to mark5ministries.com. It's a very powerful interview with an anointed man of God. Gabe Turner, again, you're the best. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you next Sunday for Everyday Faith Radio.
Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need